Steve Hagenson is the executive director of the Alaska Energy Authority and statewide energy coordinator. Hagenson began his Anchorage Chamber of Commerce talk with a prediction about the current drop in energy costs.
I think it's going to rebound much faster this time. I'm not a petroleum predictor, but my gut's telling me you have a very short window of time to get your act together and get off of diesel.
For more than three decades, Hagenson worked for Golden Valley Electric Association in Fairbanks, retiring as its president and CEO. On Monday, he didn't so much present a plan as a process, still under development.
This energy plan, as everybody keeps calling it, is really going to be a tool. It's going to be a tool that will allow you to look at your community, look at the fuels that are available in your backyard, and use them and put them in context with other fuels so you can make a direct comparison. We also need to develop business relationships. This is not about the state coming to save you. This is about Alaskans standing up and being independent.
Since his appointment in March, Hagenson and his staff have collected energy cost data from over 300 Alaskan communities. The goal was to determine each town's current energy, fuel, and transportation costs, and then offer an estimated cost comparison should the community opt for a local or regional energy resource. Those options included such possibilities as hydro, wind, and wood. Each community has, or will have, a different profile. Hagenson estimates the final plan, scheduled for release December 17th, could range well over 500 pages. It will be up to the communities to choose which energy path they take. But, he says, they need to keep in mind a basic tenet of Alaska development.
Alaska has blessings and curses. We have resources all over the place. You name it, we've got it. We also have some curses. And the curses are long distance and low usage, and it can make almost any project uneconomic.
Hagenson says once the authority's plan is released, then the state can proceed to the next step.
Now I think we understand where we're going, and I think now it's time for some policy statements, and we'll be working with the legislature and the governor's office to develop those policies.
To underscore the economic aspect and part of that independence Hagenson referred to earlier, he thinks the state should assist only with the capital costs, not the operational expenses of the individual energy projects. The report does not include the state's rail belt, basically from Fairbanks to Homer. Hagenson says those communities will be covered in a second study called a Regional Integrated Resource Plan.
The rail belt has its own issues. It's got much larger things. So we're looking at projects like Susitna, gas supplies, bullet lines, different fuel sources for the rail belt use. It'll be mentioned in this narrative, but it's not going to be coming out until later on in 2009.
In response to an audience question, the Energy Authority Director did describe a major challenge facing South Central Alaska, likely to receive considerable attention in the Rail Belt report.
As I see Anchorage in South Central, you have massive infrastructure built here for natural gas. You're not going to shift off of natural gas, in my opinion, for the near future. So the question is, where is it coming from? I have five options. You're either going to find more, you're going to bring a bullet line down, you're going to put a pipeline down to bring gas to Anchorage, you're going to use synthetic natural gas, like coal or something, or biomass or something, to gas to make synthetic gas, or LNG imports. And that's about the options you have for Anchorage.
While the final December 17th report itself won't include funding recommendations, Hagenson hopes that rural communities will utilize the report's data when deciding upon energy projects and then seeking state funding. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.